All right, welcome back into Spin on Golf, my friends, here on 760 WJR. There is going to be another extra hole at the Memorial, again, celebrating its 50th anniversary. The participants, Ryan Gerard, JT Poston. Gerard had a chance for the win. It was about a 7-8 footer, was not even close. So to another hole they will go. Who is going to shake the hand of the one, the only, Jack Nicklaus there at Muirfield? We'll certainly keep you posted. Meanwhile, we're going to have a conversation right now. Besides Jordan Young, we do that all the time. Happy to have with us Adam Squire, Director of Sports Operations with Game Above. He is in town for a variety of reasons. Adam, how you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.
We appreciate you joining us. You have to deal with Jordan on a regular basis, and I apologize for that. But Jordan, obviously, Adam, very excited about what Game Above brings to this great world of golf. Expand on that.
Yeah, look, we're extremely excited about what we're building at Game Above. We're building a whole ecosystem. To be frank, it starts at the very bottom with supporting youth golf and supporting the growth of the game at all levels. But we certainly work with a lot of different initiatives, different charities, different foundations. First Tee of Greater Detroit, we work with Midnight Golf. There's plenty of others too that we've donated to, and then we support the collegiate level, as you may have heard in the past with Jordan. We're pretty involved with Eastern Michigan University, and then after that, you know, we support them turning professional too. There's a transitional period that every collegiate athlete has to go through once they graduate, and I've been very fortunate to work with individuals as they take that step to playing on the Korn Ferry Tour, playing on the Epson Tour, finding their way, finding their path in professional golf. So you know, that's just the playing side of it, and then we invest in a ton of different golf products that we're very proud to be. Well, companies are very proud to be helping grow at early stages. So there's a lot of very exciting, innovative golf-related products that Game Above has stamped their name on, which we're very excited about.
Jordan, talk about your work with Sarah White. Interesting story here. As far as the LPGA goes, the U.S. Women's Open going on at Riviera. We'll update that, by the way, coming up in just a bit. But Sarah White, very promising, very talented young player. Second alternate, did not get in. She will be at the Dow in Midland. And, boy, I'll tell you what, the world is Sir Weister, is it not?
Yeah, you know, Sarah's one of our Game Above professionals, and she's been with us for a few years. And we've had Brett White, her brother, who's on a Korn Ferry Tour for a few years as well. Sarah was a very natural fit for us. She did not play golf at Eastern, but she was, you know, she's just a bubble of joy. She works super hard. She's a great professional. Everybody that meets her loves her, and she never has a bad day. And what's really cool is she can hit the ball about 300 yards. And so not only can she hit it far, but she's a very good player as well. So, yeah, Adam was with Sarah last week, actually. He spent some time with her because he lives out in that area. And they waited and waited, and unfortunately she did not get in as an alternate. But she is in this week at with Dow, and Dow's a unique event where they play as partners. And, you know, she asked, like, hey, what should I do? I go, you're definitely going to play in Dow. Nothing against the Epson Tour event. But, you know, she's working her way up. She's trying to learn, and she's trying to get those opportunities. And maybe next week's going to be the one that pushes her through and gets her that next level. And that's kind of the stories that we tell, are those opportunities for our young players that are on the fringe, and really telling the stories around them.
Adam, come the 16th of this month, very exciting. Going to be able to play in the Epson Tour Pro-Am, part of the Great Lakes Championship at Boyne Highlands. And, you know, the Epson Tour, for those of you who don't know, we've talked about it a lot here on Spin on Golf for all the right reasons. It's the minor league, if you will, to the LPGA. And there are so many amazing stories being around it as often as I've had over the last few years. These gals want to make golf their career. It's not easy. The money is not all that good. But their determination and their will to succeed is really amazing, isn't it, Adam?
Oh, it's incredible. And you say the money's not all that good, but money is nearly not even there for these girls. You know, they have to support themselves, and they have to travel around the country. I mean, it's this great country that I'm fortunate enough to call my home now. It's not easy to get from one side to the other. So you can imagine these expenses just racking up and up and up. And as you said, the money's just, it's not there. So you've got to really knuckle down and have that mental fortitude to keep continuing, to keep grinding, and to push for that top finish and season end and make on the LPGA.
Well, and then you mentioned along the way, there's costs. I mean, there's travel. A lot of the Epson Tour players have host families to try and knock down some of the overhead. But again, having a conversation or two with a few of them over the years, Adam, this is what they want to do, and it's not easy. And, so everybody has an amazing story trying to get to the LPGA, and certainly can't wait. It's awesome. You're also involved in the Michigan PGA Women's Open at Crystal Mountain, presented by Coca-Cola, and, of course, your fine establishment, Game Above. Talk about that.
Yeah, we're really excited about supporting Michigan Women's Open. We've been working with the Michigan PGA for a while now, and trying to get involved the best way we can, whether it's on the men's side, the women's side, both sides. Obviously, our roots are here in Michigan, and I think there's no better place for us to plant our flag than at this level, at the state level, at an event where we've had many of our own athletes play in the past. So I'm really excited. I'm playing there. I get to play in the pro-am. We've got two of our Game Above ambassadors, Janae and Jasmine Leoval. They will be there too. They will be attending. They will be playing. It's their first event post-graduation. We're super excited to see them girls in action and to support them. And it's going to be a blast. I'm excited.
Well, final question for you there, Adam, and chime in, Jordan. When the pandemic hit us, and Lord knows we've already been 6 years removed from that, but a lot of folks got into this great game of golf. And from what I understand, Adam, there's still a lot of growth in this great game. That's very exciting for you folks at Game Above.
Yeah, I'll step in here. I mean, just to look at where we were with our girls team at Eastern Michigan out in La Costa, Adam and I were out there watching the celebration of their great run to finish in the top four. But now there's girls that are playing in that event that are actually either turned professional or are playing as amateurs out at Riviera in the U.S. Open. And one young lady, Kara Romero, who played for Oregon, she's T8 right now, and she's got a hole to play. So, I mean, pretty special. And then you see Megan Ghani, who is the number one player, women's amateur player. She's playing as well, and she's endorsed all over the place. So everybody has their own path. It's pretty cool to see how everybody gets there. Wherever you are in the country playing in whatever event, it's great to see the youth and the women's golf excelling.
All right, fellas, in the time we have left, Adam, I know everybody there at Game Above talked to Jordan about it, excited about the birth of McLaren Golf. Done some light reading on it. Very exciting. How's everything going?
Oh, it's going great. Thank you, Steve. Yeah, really excited. The launch has been fantastic. Are we off?
No, we're good.
Okay, it's been going great. Honestly, like the launch has been fantastic. The people are getting the clubs in their hands now. The feedback has been phenomenal. We're seeing Justin Rose on tour, top 10 in majors. I think he finished 12th today. I mean, at the Memorial. Yeah. Just incredible stuff. And we know that, you know, he's played with them for three or four events, and he's already he's really getting the grips of them, which is super impressive. I've been playing with them personally. I love them. So really excited to see where it goes. We've got more and more clubs coming out the remainder of the year. We'll have the Series 2 coming. The Series 1 will be available this month, and then later in the year we'll have the Series 2. So more products, more reasons to be excited.
All right. I'll wait for that UPS truck to pull up in front of my house there, Adam. If you can make that happen, I'd appreciate it.
We're going to do teas for you.
Adam, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much, my friend.
You're very welcome. Thank you, guys.
All right, Adam Squire, Director of Sports Operations with Game Above. Jordan Young's going to hang out with me. After all, it's his show too. BC, Brian Cairns going to check in before we leave here at 7. And we've got more golf going on at beautiful Muirfield Village. The Memorial Tournament continues. The extra holes, JT Poston, as well as Ryan Gerard, will update all of it as we continue here on 760 WJR.